weiß Bescheid.
Entende.
Welcome to the most forward-thinking, inspirational podcast on the planet. Prepare to reevaluate everything you've been taught.
Can tell us we're crazy, and we can say, well, you haven't seen anything yet.
So Tom, open your eyes and the empire falls.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. This is also a swap cast with the Hustle Culture Hater Club, the
it's
HCHC.
Me.
And our
I'm
wonderful,
back.
Our wonderful friend, Ms. Kehoe. Now, we have two hosts on the show, so you're going to hear a lot of talking over each other, but hell, we're having a good time. This is going to be, I don't want to say a conspiracy episode, but certainly a free thought episode. And we're going to get into a few things that are both irksome and entertaining to say.
I love it. It's my favorite. And if I talk in a British accent, it makes it even more mysterious.
I feel like I trust you more while you use that voice. I'll use my radio voice as we communicate to my friend who is a fucking ray of sunshine, according to her coffee cup. Right,
this is from my daughter who turned 22 yesterday.
Here, Mom, here's a gift, you fucking ray of sunshine. Mother, God damn it, you're so cheery.
I'm a cool mom.
Yeah, you're pretty cool. You're a pretty cool lady, and all the stuff that you do, I've always admired your, what's the term? Ability to pivot.
Or desire to pivot,
however you want to call it.
Yep, that's still coming.
You are a
course
star
on pivoting with perfection. No, just kidding. There's no such thing as perfection.
And ladies and gentlemen, to any of you not following Heather over at the HCHC, she's all over Instagram. She's all over Facebook. She's all over everything. The TikToks, the whole nine yards. This woman has so much to offer that if you aren't following her, get over there, listen to her show, watch her TikToks, just be entertained. She asks for nothing other than your eyeballs from time to time.
Yes.
Lots of fun. So, what do you want to? What is it? What is it that's on your mind today, Ms.
Oh my God!
Where are we going with this one today? What's happening today?
Okay, so much. Okay, so this is what I love about our like friendship is the fuckery comes out, and then we like screenshot each other or send like memes.
The old back and forthing of the meme.
Yeah. And then we're like, okay, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And so there's so much going on right now. This is how I'm feeling. I feel like you could have a full-time, I would like a full-time assistant to go through all of the crazy shit that's going on in the world right now. And I'm not talking on our, like, you know, mainstream media. I'm talking about what's really going on in the world, and have her or him just kind of like bring me the point form, because, man, there's so much going on.
Funny thing when you talk about that, because, you know, like you were saying, you send memes back and forth. The way I've established myself with regards to the conspiracy community or the free thought community, however you want to put it, so many people just send me the memes that I no longer have to go looking for them. People just send them in. They're like, hey, what's your take on this? And I'm like, well, let me tell you something.
I know.
But yeah, it is phenomenal to think. What did I say the other day? They used to call me crazy. Now they call me for advice.
Yes. But it's true, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. It's true. My sister, like, it's so funny. The other day, something happened. What was it? Oh, it could have been the P. Diddy,
Which raid. Has been in the works for so long. Like, Diddy, back in the 90s, he never even hid the fact that, you know, he put the shit in his songs, the stuff that he's now guilty of. You know, and if you think about that, too, it's like, think about R. Kelly. Dave Chappelle had a bit on him years ago. We all knew he peed on some underage girl, but none of us really cared. Like, nobody thought anything of it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, wait a minute, you know, maybe there's something we should do about it.
Yeah. Well, and with that, okay, so obviously I have raised my kids to, hey, whatever you hear on the TV news, like, basically do the opposite, or you know that they're just trying to cover up, right? So it was, the other day, it was my 17-year-old, and it came out about, you know, we're talking about P. Diddy. Oh, and we were watching Quiet on Set. I don't know if you've seen that, about the Dan Schneider, the Nickelodeon.
She's been preaching about that forever. Amanda Bynes and the other girl. I can't remember her name, unfortunately, off the top of my head.
Yeah. Poor Amanda Bynes. I mean, she is fucked up. And thanks to, you know, the whole Nickelodeon, Dan Schneider, her parents, all that stuff. But my 17-year-old, she had done a lot of like acting. And I remember going, we were in Los Angeles. I mean, we had went to Vegas, we had went to New York. And I remember her acting coach saying to her, never, and to me, never, ever let her out of your sight.
Right.
Now, this was back in like 2019, right? And I was like, okay, yeah, I've heard these stories, and you know, they've these child actors where the parents basically would drop them off and were not allowed on set or anything, except for the parents who were very, very much like, no, I'm staying.
One quick second before we carry on this, I feel like this is one of those episodes where I need to press this button right here.
Okay, yeah, go.
Disclaimer. If you're going to soundbite any of this podcast, you must soundbite it in its entirety for consistency and context.
I love
now we won't get sued. All right, perfect.
I love it. So yeah, anyway, so I'm, you know, we're talking, and now my youngest daughter's 17, and I said, oh yeah, about this Quiet on Set. And she's like, yeah, like Amanda Bynes, man, like Dan Schneider, like she could just list it off before even watching the show. Of what happened. And then she said, well, mom, you know, when Justin Bieber wrote that song Yummy, that was about the alleged things that happened with him and Diddy, right? And, you know, it's wild because people are like, how did Bieber get so messed up and have a mental breakdown? How did Britney Spears, these people went off the deep end? I'm like, holy shit. This is why.
Yeah, all of them have been used and abused. Disney is a cesspool for this.
Right.
Now, I'm not calling any one person out in Disney because that would be defamation, wouldn't it? I have no proof to back this shit up, blah, blah, blah. But it's absolutely everywhere. A girlfriend of mine just went to Disney World with her kids. And I said, why would you do that? She goes, well, they need the experience. And the truth is, you all need to have an experience as to what it is that you're going to wake up from.
Right.
And Disney, you know, the more you are aware of Disney, the more you realize that they just perpetuate absolute atrocities. And the thing with Disney, too, is, you know, more kids go missing in Disney than almost anywhere in the world. in the actual Disney park. And what that says to me, and because it's all swept under the rug, is like, you got fucking Goofy popping out of a bush, taking a kid into a tunnel, and the kid's just gone. And they're like, how the hell does this happen? I was just with him. Well, because he disappeared into a bush that leads to a tunnel that leads to Walt Disney himself, you know?
And afterlife.
So I said to her, I'm like, you keep your eyes, if you're going to Disney World, you keep your eyes on your 8-year-old, 7-year-old son. He's the one that's at danger at this moment in time.
Yeah.
The girls are at danger a little later in life, but the boys are at danger until about 11 or 12.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually, you know, I have to say, as a parent, and not that I never stop being concerned about my kids in these situations, but the older they get, the more I feel like, okay, they have the smarts, and like I've taught them and I've taken them through the worst case scenarios. Right. But it's, you know, the younger kids, right. And it's like, holy shit, man. It's like, I have to say, like, it's like the next epidemic, or it is the epidemic. Like, that is the shit that is going on out there. That is just, it's mind boggling to me.
I think so. And this is the stuff that, you know, we talked about. I'm like, the allegations of celebrities eating babies. This was one that was like, oh, you guys are all crazy, right?
I know.
But when you look at this stuff, and it's like the movie Monsters, Inc., the Disney movie Monsters, Inc., was about making kids afraid so that they could extract some sort of serum, which is adrenochrome.
Yeah.
It's already in there. It's already in the thing. You look at all of the Disney movies, the mother dies. The kids have to learn pain through the death of a mother somehow or the other. You know, you look at absolutely everything that's being pumped out and promoted, and you realize that no matter how you want to look at it, you're seeing truths. Why this world at this day and age has decided to actively demonstrate its collapse. I mean, these people could have not cannibalized each other.
Yeah.
You know, the Me Too movement was an absolute cannibalization of the beast of Hollywood. So you say to yourself, why did this happen in the first place? First of all, why were the people in Hollywood pariahs, and why were they associating with such disgusting dark tactics? And secondly, if they were so powerful, how did they go about getting caught right now? How did how did this all turn about? Was there just so much going on that they could no longer sweep it under the rug? Amanda Bynes is also noted as saying that when she filmed Grease with John Travolta, he's just as much a pariah as Bill Cosby. Why isn't John Travolta getting this treatment, you know? And so the fingers can be pointed absolutely everywhere. So I think that, you know, the more money you have, the more this, the more that, the more rampant it all is. Now, here's an interesting take on it, or a controversial take on it. I know from, you know, reading the stories that the majority of the people who are doing the attacking now, or the aggressors now, were once victims themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They came up in the system and they were victims. So are we supposed to be pissed at Dan Schneider for what he did? Yes, absolutely. But the question needs to be asked, what happened to Dan? How did he become that monster?
Yeah.
And that's turnabout being fair play. If you want to start asking these questions, there's no surface level. You got to go deep. Like, why on earth was Diddy doing what Diddy was doing? Primarily because he could get away with it.
Yeah.
Right. But why did these people believe that they could get away with these atrocities for so long? At what point did somebody say, oh, Diddy, you know, we're going to do this, this, and this to you, and we're going to hold this, this, and this over your head, and you're going to go out and perpetuate this, this, and this now towards the entirety of the record industry. And when we need a fall guy, you're going to be it.
Yeah.
Is there a contract somewhere that says, hey, I signed on for this.
Yeah.
I signed on for this for this amount of time, and then I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, that. Well, and it's like, okay, so the other day, a video of Sam Smith came up, right? The year when Sam Smith started, he was like in a suit and he was this crooner and wholesome. And then all of a sudden he's like half naked on stage, basically doing, you know, ceremonies.
Double
and it's
worship.
Like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that doesn't just happen overnight. Okay. Somebody does something to you and people are like, oh, he just changed his image. I'm like, oh my God, please. Really? That would be like Michael Bublé, because he was like a Michael Bublé. That's what he was like when he first started. The suit, the crooner, whatever. What if Michael Bublé came out and started doing what Sam Smith did? Would people not be like, something happened? Something really fucking happened there.
Yeah, Michael Bublé is now pushing, you know, bubbly water. So he sold his soul to the PepsiCo as opposed to Satan. You know, and you got guys like The Weeknd too. Remember The Weeknd Super Bowl presentation? That was
God.
Satan. Right. And now The Weeknd's like, I want to denounce The Weeknd. I don't want to be The Weeknd anymore. Like, he's separating himself from that quote unquote fame, because you get to this point, I'm sure they offer you a contract that's like, hey, we're going to make all of your dreams come true in the third dimension.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I don't fucking want any of this now. It's not worth what I have to give up. And that's when they either get off or whatever, because you see a lot of celebrities these days that are just dying mysteriously. Yes. And it's everywhere. You know, yeah. I think of what's his name, Anton Yelchin, who got crushed to death by his Jeep. The only person in the history of Jeep to have a brake failure like that, that crushed him to death because it rolled down the hill and pinned him between his gate. Because for whatever reason, he got out of his car and checked something behind his truck, between his truck and his gate. And I think to myself, you know, this is an embarrassment death. This is an intentional embarrassment. It's just the same with autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
These embarrassing deaths that you hear about celebrities, these are trademark targets. These are people that have been taken out.
Yeah.
Because they signed a contract. They weren't an elite when they signed the contract. Like, there is, don't get me wrong, there is a long list of elites. Let's call them A-list celebrities.
Yes.
These people were born into it, right? The B and C-list celebrities are the ones that signed contracts to get into it.
Yeah.
So you see these guys dying at a rapid pace, but the Brad Pitts and the Angelina Jolies, not to mention any names, just arbitrarily throwing out names that I don't know, right? These are the people that are adrenochroming.
Yeah.
These are the people that are associating with the Oprah Winfreys and the Ellen DeGeneres. Oh,
God.
We said Ellen's done. When it all came out, just who Ellen was, long before the public had been made aware of who Ellen was, I remember saying to my mother, I'm like, that's it. She's dead. She's done. It's underwater. I mean, her entire set was Epstein Island. The entire set was Epstein Island.
Right.
And I'm like, she's done. She can't do anything anymore. Right. And then she released this COVID video from home, God. And she's got the ha 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 all down her sleeve. And she's got the face from the Anthony Weiner's laptop ripped up. She's wearing the sweater. I'm like, she's done. Like, how are these people even demonstrating this? Like, she's done.
And then
she progressed to go on for so long on TV. And then they were like, okay, well, you know, now you're abusive to your staffers, so we're going to cancel the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that was just removal, right?
Yeah. And so, go ahead.
So Hollywood is wiping themselves out. Hollywood is wiping themselves out. And it's not even that I have to point it out anymore or anything like that, because I mean, there was no point in pointing it out in the first place to anyone that didn't want to pay attention to what's going on. But now it's like, they're just continually doing these things. You posted earlier today about the boat and how it's tied into the Obama movie.
Boat.
And I look at that and they're like, oh no, it lost its power. And then it crashed into the bridge. I'm like, well, it's ironic too, that the bridge had massive construction, quote unquote, on it, so that there were no cars on it at the time of the collision. And people will say, well, no, this was that. No, 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 no. And I'm like, yeah, of course, because every single thing that we've heard is the story that they want to tell us.
Right.
So if anyone wants to argue with us about this thing, what I know is that bridge was a major thoroughfare for hazardous waste that couldn't get out through the tunnels. Right. Mm-hmm. So what happens now? Five, six years, they have to rebuild this. They're going to be trudging hazardous waste through the city.
Yeah. Right.
Through the city. And then what's going to happen? Oh, because this bridge is out, you know, 2 years from now, there's going to be an explosion in the tunnel and the tunnel's going to be shut down. And then, you know, it's simply a matter of dividing cities, dividing people and altering the ability to travel, to get anywhere.
Well, and
piece by piece, because they just did this train yard thing too.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't remember the name of the movie, but the very movie where the train erupted and people had to evacuate.
Mm-hmm.
It had what's his name from Star Wars or whatever. He was in it. And the people that were watching this happen in the town, this was the very town that movie was shot in. So they shot the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember that. I just can't remember the name of the movie. Yeah,
exactly. So the train blows up in the movie and they're all actors, right? And then they see the train blow up in real life and they're like, are they doing it again? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
But the evacuation was real.
Yeah.
Right. And this was the thing that's quote unquote turning the frickin' frogs gay, if you listen to the Alex Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the chemical leak that went into
yes.
That went into the ground, that went into the waterways, and that went into literally the heartland of America where the food comes from is now tainted for at least 25 years.
Yeah.
And it just happened and it got swept under the rug and nobody's even talking about it.
Yes. But then, you know, they're talking about how important, you know, plant-based meat is.
Plant-based
because
meat.
That just comes, you know, it just goes all hand in hand, right? It's like, get rid of the farmers are unable to grow, get rid of the livestock, everybody be eating this like fake
Soylent Green.
you know, meet. And yeah, it's so getting back to the bridge. So what I love, and this is going to lead into the whole TikTok thing, right? Because in TikTok, they're trying to get rid of TikTok in the US. So what I love about TikTok is that it's not a Meta, right? Like, it's not owned by Meta. So there's a lot, there's really not a lot of censorship on there. And I love that people just go on and post like, hey, I'm actually in Baltimore right now. I was watching this boat. Like, it's like actual people with not the scripted or not the videos that the media wants to show us. And what I love is the people that are from Baltimore that are like, hey, this was not an accident, right? I mean, I don't live in Baltimore. Hell, I'm like, we're in Canada. But when you go on and you see people from the city saying, hey, this is what happened. Like, I actually saw it. I've got the video of it, right? It like stopped. And then it was all of a sudden went straight for, you know, the bridge. Like, there's too much where it's like, do you not question that at all? Like, do you not at all think something doesn't seem right there? And so with TikTok, right, it's because people are like, oh my God, they want to get rid of TikTok, whether they will or not. I mean, I don't know.
How do you get rid of something that, I mean, you know, anything's possible. Because we have everything on our phone that they allow us to have. And if they just want to take it away, then they just take it away.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was listening to something. So I don't know how it works in the US, but if they pass this bill and then it goes to Senate or whatever, because TikTok, what did they say? The words were they want to like basically make it or ban it, right? In the US so that it's like completely shut down in the US. Because they don't like the person who owns it. And the person who owns it now would have to sell it to somebody whose values were more in line with North America, which is like the most ridiculous thing when you think about it. No, wouldn't it be great if they could just ban TikTok and all you were forced to go back to Instagram and Facebook, which is owned by Meta, which will censor everything. I mean, we can't even share the fucking news on Instagram or Facebook.
I want to try something right now and to see if this will work here. You sent this to me a couple of days ago about doctors and Twitter. So let me see if this works.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I did not go to medical school.
That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter had the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion?
Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing
you guys censored Harvard educated doctors, Stanford educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world. And you silence those voices. Did the U.S. government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to pressure Twitter to moderate or censor certain tweets? Yes or no?
We receive legal demands to remove content from the platform from the U.S. government and governments all over the world.
Thank God for Matt Taibbi. Thank God for Elon Musk for allowing to show us in the world that Twitter was basically a subsidiary of the FBI.
Our own government subverting information.
So I don't say thank God for Elon Musk. Musk to me is he's another piece of the
puzzle. Totally.
But I mean, like, you know, the mother, watching his mother do Satanistic ritualistic things, it's just like, okay, well, how am I supposed to believe this? But you know, whatever it is, because we believe, you know, we've been led to believe that it's us versus them. Actually, we haven't led to believe that. We've been led to believe that it's blacks versus white, rich versus poor, vegetarians and gays and lesbians versus straights. Like, we've been taught about the divide, and then when we see past the divide, we believe it's us versus them. But when we see past the us versus them, it looks more like it's them versus them. It looks like there's a group of people up top above us fighting a war that we know nothing about for their own personal version of supremacy. We don't really know where we are or what we're doing. But if we do, as a collective, as a human collective, stand up against the tyranny of all of them, then there's not much that they can do. Stop watching the news, that sort of stuff. Stop watching television. Stop believing in social media, that sort of stuff. But if you are watching it, I think Morgan Freeman said it best when he said, you know, if you watch the news, no, it was Denzel. If you watch the news, you're uninformed or misinformed. Yeah. If you don't watch the news, you're uninformed.
Yes.
So when you watch this stuff, you have to watch it with a grain of salt. But why on earth do we have to give ourselves, like, why do we have to watch it through the corner of our eye? Why do we have to do that? I guess primarily because we want more out of life, and we see that there's more. And we see that everyone that's ever been feeding us information under the guise of somebody that we're supposed to trust simply isn't somebody that we can trust.
Yeah. Well, and you look at how news has changed, right? So if you look back at news in like 70s, 80s, even 90s, it was, they would get on site with their big microphones, with the puffy microphone, right? And they would be like live interviewing people. Sure, there'd be stuff cut out, but it isn't like it is today. Do you ever see anybody being interviewed live anymore on the news? They're basically like, here, this is what you need to read, and do not go off script. And I remember a girlfriend of mine about 7 years ago worked at, worked for a news, a big like news outlet in the US. And she said, you know, I'm not lying to you when I tell you that we are given this script. And she said, there are people who are controlling this narrative, and we are given the script, and it's like, this is what you read. This is the news. And she goes, it is the same for every news outlet. And she ended up, I mean, at the end of the day, she ended up getting fired because she's like, I can't do this. I can't lie. I'm here to tell people stories. That's why I got into journalism and the news. And she's like, now I'm basically just a narrator for the people that, you know, are in charge of the world, basically, right?
Yeah.
And she was just like, so fire me. I don't give a shit, right? She goes, I'll go out. And this is somebody who worked there for years. I mean, it's, I've lost a lot of, man, I've lost a lot of respect for people who are working in that industry, because it's like, how can you get up every morning knowing? And maybe they don't know. Maybe they really start to, you believe it, right? Because you tell somebody something enough times, they believe it to be true. But it's like during the whole COVID thing, I was like, holy Christ, that's what you're reading every day. The same thing, and the fear, make people afraid. Right. And it was just like, fuck, I don't know how they did it. And it's, and now to just keep going on, and I don't know.
The people that are pushing the fear narrative often don't realize that they are doing it. They think that they're helping. Right. But it's one piece. Like, if you put the news on right now, it's disaster after disaster after disaster. There are no puff pieces. It's like, so-and-so was this, so-and-so was that. And if you look at a lot of the stories, a lot of the stories are designed to make you afraid. Somebody broke in broad daylight to a house and blah, 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 blah. It's fear, fear, fear. Whether you believe it or not, or whether it's happening to you or not, if you're watching it, you're living it. Your body doesn't know the difference between the two.
Yeah.
So you're embodying that energy. And when you're afraid of like a home intruder or whatever, then that's the shit that, you know, that really gets you. So the news to me, like, I watch that stuff. Like, we've all seen that clip where all of the news channels play simultaneously, and you're like, this is fucking tripe. It's trash.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, the B tier and the C tier and the D tier celebrities, quote unquote, they don't know what they're doing. They're just earning a paycheck.
Yeah.
And they think that they're helping because this is the narrative that their circle is running with.
Yeah.
And any celebrity that wakes up to it got me too'd. They got discredited. So they got Me Too'd. A lot of people that didn't do anything got Me Too'd because they got discredited, which is why Me Too ran rampant throughout the news category. Like, every single person that we ever knew to be on the news got wiped out, erased, fired, whatever it
was. Totally.
And now if you watch the news now, you don't recognize any of these people, except for, like, I don't know, maybe Anderson Cooper is still on CNN, but I don't know how CNN's still a channel because,
oh my God,
they're trash, total trash.
Continuous negative news.
They just CNN. Keep pumping out garbage, right? So, and it's the same with Fox. You can't have this. Like, Tucker Carlson got fired and everyone's like, oh no, we're up in arms. Tucker Carlson graduated and now he's a free range chicken to do whatever the hell he wants.
Totally.
But he's still part of the problem. And we look at Tucker Carlson and we go, oh, thank God for this guy, you know, getting out there and doing all this stuff. Well, he had a platform. He had a vision. He's controlled opposition, as it were. And I look at all this stuff and I think to myself, I could give a lot of credit and credence to everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, why do I want to? Because I already see past the bullshit, and I see past the planted bullshit that's going to do certain things. Now, I've even said some stuff on the show that people have said to me. They're like, oh, well, you're just controlled opposition. I'm like, no, I am an agent of chaos. I will make you think freely.
Yeah.
My entire goal is to show you all sides of everything and allow you to do what you want with the information.
Yeah.
And yeah. I am 100% an agent of chaos. I'm here to shake things up.
Yeah.
I'm not here to say, stand with this side and stand against that side. I'm here to say, it is you. You are absolutely everything that's going on. And because of it all, you need all of it to have the contrast that you need to have to get you to where you need to be.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and how do you control people? You think about it. People are controlled by fear.
Yep.
Right. And, you know, I was reading this book and it's like, we are born with two fears. That is it. It is the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. So that's why you see in a baby, right? You put a baby down maybe too quickly and they're like, their arms like, go out, right? Like there, it's that fear of falling and the loud noise, right? Again, you go back to a baby where there's like, you know, you slam a door or something, the baby jumps. Every other fear is learned. It is learned. And half of the time, well, I would say 90% of the time, it is something that is in the future that will, and it will never, ever happen. It is completely made up. Like you need to look at it like the fear of, you know, and people are talking about, well, I'm afraid of failing, right? So you're making up this story that's way far in the future that is, it's not even real. It's not even happened. How can you fail at something that you haven't even started? So, but again, it controls you, right? And that is what the media does. That is what people in, you know, you look at like corporate jobs, right? What does a CEO do? Do to the people underneath them? Well, it's the fear of, I mean, I'll tell you right now, a person very close to me just got basically fired. They all got fired basically after, you know, years and years, a company got bought out and they're like, okay, so here's your, you know, she had been with them for 13 years and they're like, okay, so here's your options. You can go do this or you can do this. You know, thanks for everything. And I said to her, this is exactly it, right? You're replaceable. Nobody cares. Now there's this fear of them trying to pressure you into taking your options, right? Well, here's your options. We're going to tell you what your options are as you move on in life. And hey, thanks for all you did for us. Yeah. And a big fuck you, right? And that's what I tell people. I'm like, when you are working for somebody else, you are basically at their disposal and they will keep you there with fear. Like, oh, well, if you leave, you'll lose your pension. Oh, if you leave, I've got a secure job. When I hear people say I've got job security. No, you don't. Nobody does. No one. Right. But they keep you there with that fear. And it's just like, the more I learn about fear and the how absolutely ridiculous it is. And I'm not saying like, obviously there's a fear of certain things that are like, okay.
Don't go swimming with the sharks. Makes sense. Don't jump into alligator infested water. These are the things that keep you safe.
Yeah.
But worrying about the eclipse, for the love of God.
Right?
Actually, speaking of the eclipse, I look at this and I think to myself, they're really pumping so much fear into it. And I do not believe the eclipse is what they say it is. Oh, the sun's passing in front of the moon and that's all tripe. What the eclipse is, and the fact that they can predict eclipses as far away as they can, they know something that we don't know. And they're just like, oh, we're predicting this. It's like weather modification. Oh, we're going to tell you what the weather's going to be 4 or 5 days out because we have a radar. Bitch, you're controlling what the weather's going to be 4 or 5 days out and have done since the dawn of time.
Yes, it's called cloud seeding, people. You can look it up.
Yes, and there's all kinds. Oh, it's going to be overcast in 3 days. Really? Because of what you're spraying to the sky tonight? Thank you. Yeah. And I look at this stuff and I think to myself, you know, at some point somebody's going to have to, you know, catch on. But it blows me away that you know, we live in a world where we can't ask questions, and B, if you do ask questions, you're crazy, and C, the amount of people that want to attack you for asking questions. I come back to the solar eclipse on the 8th. Why are they canceling school? Why are they a state of emergency for this sort of stuff? What's the purpose behind this? Is it just fear? Why are they saying fill up your gas tanks? Is it just fear? Is it an idea? Like, is it a sample? Are they just being like, hey, we're going to do this to see what the people do, see if anyone still believes us? Because a quote unquote conspiracy theorist such as myself could say, I've never seen such rhetoric when it comes to eclipses ever. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're actually trying to tell us to do something. And yeah. I think that that might be the demographic that they're looking for. And they're like, who's paying attention to this? Because there's a ton of people like, whatever, it's an eclipse. They don't even know that there would be danger. But shutting down the schools, telling you to stock up on groceries, like what's actually happening? Are they predicting for a solar flare? Why would these people warn us of any impending doom? Unless, of course, they were planning on creating impending doom.
Yeah.
At the very same time. And it ties in with that meme that I absolutely love. If they could leave Earth, do you think that they would be building bunkers? And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know, like this whole thing. And you're seeing all these things. Like there's that new TV show, Three Men Down or Three Men Soul or something. I can't remember what it is, but it's on Netflix. Mm. And the message is coming from the stars. The stars in the sky start flickering. Mm. Right. And then what does the guy say in the trailer? He's like, what's that? What is that? He goes, it's our enemy.
Mm.
And it's not. Maybe we are under a dome. Maybe we are on a flat surface. Maybe we are anywhere. Maybe anything's possible. But if we don't ask the questions, if we don't understand it, then we don't know. And why does something have to be our enemy just because we don't understand it? Why do we have to be afraid of this shit? Like, why do we have to perpetuate a globe Earth theory when clearly it doesn't make any fucking sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Water sticks to a spinning ball. Sure. No problem.
Oh, and God. I love that conversation. I absolutely love it.
If you don't have the ability to actually question the metaphysics behind the globe, don't engage. You just look dumb.
Totally.
And that's, you know, I'll say that. But then again, to those people, if I say the Earth is not a ball, they'll be like, oh, so all the planets are a ball except Earth is flat. How awkward is this? God doesn't know what's going on. Right. Here's a simple one with the heliocentric system. Right. What are the two planets? We're the third rock from the sun. And for the life of me, I can't picture what the two planets because my brain just went ridiculous. But there are two planets between us and the sun. And at no point should you ever be able to see them in the night sky because they are between us and the sun. So the only time we should be able to see them is when the sun is up.
Yeah.
However, we see them clear as day every single night. And nobody asks the question.
Yeah.
And nobody even when I put that out there, cognitive dissonance to a lot of people would be like, what's he fucking talking about? This guy's an idiot. He doesn't know shit about nothing.
Yeah.
Right. But that's the physics behind it. So they laugh. They mock people inside the own physics of the story that they tell. Right. Yep. The heliocentric system. Oh, so we're bowing to a god deity, Helios. Okay. And Helios is what? The Statue of Liberty that stands out front of New Jersey, not New York anymore because of the Mandela effect. Used to be out front of New York. Now he's out front of New Jersey.
And if you believe they put a man on the moon. Do you remember REM? Do you remember that song?
Of course. Yeah.
Like, come on. Seriously. Yeah.
Well, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. Like, you know, it's all,
you
out
know,
there.
Call us crazy.
Yeah. Whatever you want to believe is what you're going to believe.
Yeah.
And the thing too, is whatever you believe is your reality. So that's why totally. When you're arguing with somebody or talking with somebody, you're not wrong. That's just their understanding, their level of comprehension.
Yeah. And people get so angry, right? It's like, fuck, you know what? You believe what you believe and that is okay. But it is not, you know, my responsibility to be in agreement with everybody else. It's called being an individual, right? And that's where our society's gotten. It's like, I have to agree with you so that you're fucking comfortable with your thoughts and who you are. That is seriously fucked up.
Yeah. At what point in your psychosis does my participation matter?
Yeah.
In my psychosis, it doesn't matter. You want to believe or say anything that I want to believe? That I don't care. Do your thing.
Yes.
I don't need you to believe me. My belief system doesn't need you to believe what I believe to make my system work.
Right.
In other words, you don't need to wear a mask for my mask to work.
I was just going to say that.
Because masks don't work. Oh, but my vaccine will only work if you get vaccinated. What's that joke? The vaccine people are like, every single person that got the vaccine, it doesn't work. And they have to keep getting the vaccine because people didn't get the vaccine. I'm like, holy fuck. What is wrong with society?
I know. And it's like, just for 1 minute, just sit with that. Just sit with it. And if nothing actually, you know, if you don't at all think anything is a little fishy after the last how many years, then you know what? You're just going to keep going on your path. And that's cool. That's where you're supposed to be. I personally feel And I said this to my sister, because for so many years, my sister was so like news, what they said on the news, right? And then she started to question things because she thought I was fucking nuts, right? Yeah. And she'd be like, I remember you would say this shit. And she'd be like, get so mad at me. And I'm like, okay, it's cool. You don't have to think the same way. But then she started to, you know, kind of decipher, like, something doesn't seem quite right here. And now she totally is like a free thinking, you know.
It's cool basically, to watch that happen for sure.
Huh? It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And, you know, now she's like, man, now when something comes out or I, you know, there's something happening, she's like, yep, that's a distraction. Yep, that's the right. It just, you just think so differently. And I told her, I said, you know, the whole like COVID thing, as shitty as it was for so many, it needed to happen. It really, really did, because I do recognize that a lot of people finally kind of woke up being like, something isn't adding up, right? And it maybe took a couple years, but there's going to be the ones who are always stuck in that one way of thinking, and that it doesn't matter. You could present facts to them, everything. They don't want to believe it. They will never want to believe that they've ever been bamboozled or lied to. They trust the government. They trust the media. And that's cool. You know what? That's their prerogative, and that's their journey here. But I feel like, honestly, we're all here at this time because we honestly make, you know, our soul contracts to be here. That's a whole other podcast. But I feel like I've been waiting for this my whole life. And then watching more and more people be like, yeah, that doesn't add up, hey? And it's like they start coming into your life. Like, I went for a massage the other day, and you know what? This was a new girl I dealt with. And guess what? Free thinker. Like, it's just like you start attracting these people.
They're in your ethos. Yeah.
Totally.
No, I love that stuff.
I love it.
I think it'd be great getting a full massage and then having a conspiracy chat, you know, at the same time. That's a mind massage as well. That's kind of fun.
Oh yeah, we did.
And it's always fun too, to watch people that are like just coming to it. They're like, have you heard about the Trilateral Commission? Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 20 years ago, like amazing that you're here now, you know?
I know.
Now, people
it's
talk about,
so cool. I love it.
People talk politics and you hear them talking about, oh, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. And you hear the hate. And all I hear when people talk politics is like, why are you hating on Donald Trump? Right? You hate him because of what you've seen and because of what you're aware of.
Yeah.
And you hate me because I'm aware of something as well. You hate me that I'm like, I won't shit on Trump. I'll say this. Donald Trump was in office for 4 years and there wasn't a single war. The minute he's out of office, all hell breaks loose. It's just chaos absolutely everywhere. What does Trump represent? I don't believe he's a good guy. I don't believe he's this or that. I don't believe in politics. I do not believe in a ruling class, and we don't need it. I don't want it. I have nothing to do with it. But what I am entertained by is watching for lack of a better term, watching the puppets, those that don't have the ability to think, argue over the things that they've been told to argue about. In other words, if you're not going to pay attention or raise your elevation or raise your vibration or challenge yourself and your own beliefs, you're not going to get anywhere in life. If you want to argue, how do you have an argument over Trump versus Biden? Right?
Oh, I know.
Like what? What are you arguing? I want Biden. I want Trump. I like soup. Like, what the fuck? You know, this is the shit that blows me away. I'm like, what are you? And you're just wasting your time having these conversations. Like, once people understand that these two are your options because this is how stupid they believe you all to be, it's mind numbing. In Canada, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, Trudeau has an absolute chance to win again. And that's what's disgusting. You know, this guy should be flat out in jail.
Yes.
For what he's done. For
100%.
He's openly committed and they've openly swept under the rug. Drives me insane.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
If I say anything, I'm the one that risks going to jail, being like, how dare you speak against your prime minister that way?
Right?
You know, and you were talking about earlier, I know we're going to set this up to wrap because we have a hard stop in about 6 minutes.
I got to go to the chiropractor because my back's fucked up.
Got to get her bones cracked. Massages, chiropractors. Who is this princess? Eh?
Self-maintenance.
Exactly. It just must be living the dream.
Total.
But I mean, the closest thing that we've had in Canada that was as catastrophic as this bridge thing was the trucker convoy.
Yeah.
and this was the news. You turn the news on and it's death and disparity and there's racists and Nazi flags out there. Absolute bullshit. These guys were planted for the sake of the video.
Totally.
And people in Ottawa, this was the greatest thing, because people in Ottawa were looking out their windows going, they're looking at the news going, this is death and destruction. They're looking at their windows at Canadians celebrating with bouncy castles and free food and totally. Barbecues everywhere. And everybody was having a good time. And even the people that are in Ottawa, like I have a very good friend, had a very good friend. I still love the guy, but he's a little bit twisted. He says to me, he goes, the honking, the horn honking is ruining people's lives. I'm like, bro, they've had you a prisoner of your own house for the past 3 years. And you think the horn honking is ruining business? You have got to turn off your television.
Yeah.
And it's at that point where you're just like, you know, there are people out there that you can. And I love this guy to pieces. I doubt he's listening to the show. I love him to pieces. Even still, even after he like disowned me and told me to go fuck myself. I love him to pieces. I naturally will. And it's funny because those who are trying or appearing to try to spread joy and inclusivity and all that sort of stuff, they're the first ones to hate you.
100%.
For having a thought that goes against whatever the television told you to think. You must be inclusive. And if you're not inclusive, I will fucking cut you out of my goddamn life because you don't believe exactly what I believe, because I believe exactly what I was told to believe by the fucking television.
Yes. Meh. I know. It's a wild time. Like, it is a wild time. And I mean, I love it. And then other days I'm like, you know, I need a full-time assistant just to like bring me the Cole's Notes version of.
Scoop this crap up and bring it to me. I'm sure you can find one. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone listening to the show right now, if you're looking to be a full-time assistant or somebody who's already gathering information on the internet and was looking forward to having an additional client to send that information to, please reach out to Heather at thehchc.com and get yourself a little bit more money in your pocket, because she will pay. I don't know how much.
I will. And you know what? If you haven't realized by now that both of our podcasts, if you're not a free-thinking individual, shit's probably not going to resonate with you.
Well, they're not listening to the show.
Yeah.
They're just, they're like, fuck these people. I'm out. I don't want to hear nothing except what CNN has to say.
They're the problem.
I'm out of here.
Fuck Heather and Adam are the problem.
These people should be put in jail. How dare they promote free thought? I will do as I say, as I'm told to do. I'm Soylent Green. I'm going to eat crickets and then people. And that's how my life goes.
God.
Because cow farts are ruining the world.
What a time to be alive.
If cow farts are ruining the world and we're eating cows, aren't we doing you people a favor?
Ooh. Right?
I'm thinking that.
Mic drop.
You know, I'm thinking that for sure. And Beyond Beef, or what is it? Plant-based meat?
Ugh.
All of my meat is plant-based meat because my meat eats plants. And it farts and it ruins your life because my plant-eating meat farters are destroying our government. Meanwhile, Trudeau and his little carbon tax climate crisis shows up into Ottawa with what, 18 car convoy, because he really cares about the environment and everything else.
Yeah. Or the amount, 700 private jets rolling into Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Super Bowl is also Superb Owl. And anyone can feel free to take a look at that. It's 100% scripted and predicted. And it's also the moment in time where most of the child abductions take place because everyone's 100%. Distracted.
Can you believe that Taylor Swift's boyfriend won the Super Bowl?
Yes, yes. We all made money off it because it was so predictable. Here's another thing too, ladies and gentlemen. By all means, feel free to bet on the Kansas City Chiefs to win again next year, because they will be the first team to three-peat ever in the history of the NFL. And if it's not them, it will be the Detroit Lions. And I can guarantee you the Super Bowl next year will come down to Detroit versus Kansas City.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
And on that wonderful bombshell, we got to let you go. So my sign off is this, and it's very simple. Ladies and gentlemen, in the infamous words of Red Green, keep your stick on the ice. Heather, please, what's your sign off today?
And don't let your meat loaf.
Don't let it loaf. That's it. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. Stay connected with us directly through the mentalmasteryalliance.com. You can also join the discussion on Instagram at instagram.com/the Mental Mastery Alliance. Let the team know you're listening by using the hashtag TMMA or tagging us at the Mental Mastery Alliance. To have your voice heard on the show, leave a voicemail or send a text to 647-338-1265. Long distance charges may apply. If you love us, leave us a review. If you hate us, you spend your time in weird ways. But also, leave a review. Every review on iTunes tickles the algorithm, helping us grow. Until next time, unity over division. This concludes the most surreal portion of your day.
You got it, Pontiac.